Alaska's newly appointed Lieutenant Governor Valerie Davidson took her first trip back to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta earlier this week, and KYUK sat down with her in studio to find out about what's next for the state's first female Alaska Native Lieutenant Governor. Wednesday was a trip home for Lieutenant Governor and former State Health Commissioner Valerie Davidson. She visited schools like Yupik Immersion School, Ayaplun-Litnavik, Gladys Young Elementary, and Technical Training School, Utlitnavet. The Lieutenant Governor is in charge of elections, and she stopped by the city office to thank election workers.
Well, one of the things we're still in the middle of right now is we have not yet certified the elections, and so there are a couple of close ones still.
Davidson applauded Division of Elections Director Josie Banky on her work, especially for broadening the number of Indigenous language dialects that are available to voters on ballots and pamphlets this midterm election. As for Davidson's plans come December 2nd,
people have asked me, well, what are you going to do next? And my immediate plan is I am going to sleep. I'm probably going to enjoy my first full night of sleep that I've had in about 4 years. At least that's my hope.
Davidson says she's ruled nothing out as far as continuing her life in politics. She had spent 18 years in healthcare when Bill Walker tapped her to become commissioner. Now her time in higher office has persuaded her not to shut doors.
If I'm interested in running for governor, if that's going to be a four-year time frame, whether that's 8 years or 12 years, I have time. I'm 51. So, I'm going to kind of see what that is.
Davidson said back in high school, one of her career goals was to one day be governor.
They say life is what happens when you're making plans. And, you know, I started working and started a family. And, I wasn't sure that was really my big priority at the time.
But she says seeing Governor Walker's leadership over the past 4 years has made her think again about her early ambitions.
It is possible to be governor in Alaska and still govern with integrity and be a good person and not lose who you are as a person to be able to make those tough decisions.
Davidson expects the next couple of weeks to be consumed with certifying election results and what she hopes will be a smooth transition for the new administration. Davidson said the incoming Dunleavy administration is going to need to hear from rural Alaskans.
I can tell you that I know when I first started as commissioner, there were a lot of things that I didn't know. I knew some things really well, but like any other person starting a new job, there's such a sharp learning curve, a steep learning curve. And the more people who reach out and really help you to see what's important to them, the better off we are.
As for her thoughts on what's been characterized as the pink wave of women winning seats across the country and the election of the first two Native American women to the U.S. House of Representatives, Charisse Davids and Deb Holland, Davidson says she's gratified to be able to finally see elected leaders who reflect those they represent.
And for too long, women and women of color and Alaska Native women have not been represented. And so I would say it's about time. And that if we want to have true representation in our state and in our country, our leadership needs to look like the people that we serve.
For now, it's back to Juneau and the transition for Lieutenant Governor Valerie Davidson. From Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.